This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, agencies are dragging their feet on some critical cybersecurity recommendations. GSA is expanding its data reporting initiative. And MREs of the future could be made from nothing more than water, air, and energy. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Wednesday, February 8th, 2023. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. The Biden administration is stepping up plans to crack down on pandemic relief fraud. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
President Joe Biden says he's doubling down on efforts to prosecute fraudsters who stole COVID-19 relief funds. That's out of the $5 trillion in total appropriated by Congress. In his State of the Union address, Biden called for tripling the anti-fraud task force that's going after criminals and extending the statute of limitations for watchdogs to go after pandemic unemployment insurance fraud from 5 years to 10 years. Biden says agency watchdogs still need robust funding to go after pandemic fraud.
And the data shows that for every dollar we put into fighting fraud, the tax rate get back at least 10 times as much.
Agency watchdogs estimate the total amount of pandemic fraud is currently in the tens of billions of dollars. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
Agencies are lagging on some critical cybersecurity recommendations. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday reports.
Agencies have yet to act on 60 recommendations for improving the cybersecurity of U.S. critical infrastructure. The Government Accountability Office says some of those ideas date back to 2010. They include a recommendation for the Department of Energy to address risks to electric power distribution systems, and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has yet to evaluate whether it's providing effective support to the communications sector. Until agencies address those recommendations and others, GAO says critical infrastructure sectors will continue to face increased cyber risks to systems and data. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
A senator is re-emphasizing calls to restrict the Thrift Savings Plan's investments. Florida Republican Marco Rubio has reintroduced a bill that would prevent the TSP from investing in Chinese military companies. The TSP Fiduciary Security Act would also require the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, the agency in charge of the TSP, to review compliance with the Departments of Labor, Defense, and Homeland Security. Rubio introduced the bill last Congress, but it was not considered. The White House is seeking bipartisan help from Congress to support veterans. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
The Biden administration is promoting its goals for the Department of Veterans Affairs as an area of bipartisan compromise in a divided Congress. The White House says the VA is on track to hire 280 peer specialists by the end of 2023. Those are veterans with mental health experience trained to assist other veterans going through mental health challenges. The VA processed an all-time record of 1.7 million veterans claims in 2022. It also delivered $128 billion in benefits to veterans and their families. President Joe Biden says the VA is also tackling veteran suicide.
The VA is doing everything it can, including expanding mental health screening.
Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
A new bill would give federal employees more paid leave during medical crises. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman reports.
Lawmakers have introduced legislation to guarantee 12 weeks of paid time off for feds when dealing with long-term medical issues. The bill would also apply for individuals who need to take time off to assist family members with a medical crisis. The 12 paid weeks kick in once a federal employee has been working at least a year in government. The National Federation of Federal Employees and the National Treasury Employees Union quickly endorsed the bill, called the Comprehensive Paid Leave for Federal Employees Act. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
GSA is expanding its data reporting initiative beyond the schedules program. Federal News Network's Jason Miller explains.
Transactional Data Reporting, or TDR, is now available to vendors on GSA's multiple award and government-wide acquisition contracts. A new acquisition memo from GSA details how contracting officers can insert new language into existing contracts. Under TDR, GSA collects a wide variety of data, including prices paid per unit, quantity of items sold, and total price paid to help better understand the cost of products and services. GSA applied TDR previously only to the Schedules program to help alleviate the burden of the price reduction clause. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The Justice Department's recoveries under the False Claims Act hit just over $2.2 billion in 2022. The law imposes damages and penalties on those who knowingly and falsely claim money from the United States. Healthcare fraud continues to be the largest source of False Claims Act recoveries, totaling more than $1.7 billion last year. You're listening to the Federal Newscast. The National Science Foundation wants public input on the future of federal cybersecurity research and development. The NSF published a request for information this week to help it update the federal cybersecurity R&D strategic plan. The last version of the plan was released in 2019. Ahead of this year's update, the NSF wants information on relevant advancements in the cybersecurity field over the last 4 years. It also wants to know what research topics should continue to receive federal R&D funding. Comments are due by March 3rd. Cyber Command at Fort Meade gets a new senior enlisted leader. Air Force Chief Master Sergeant Kenneth Bruce will take over from Army Command Sergeant Major Cheryl Lyon. Bruce is currently assigned as the Command Chief Master Sergeant of the 16th Air Force, Air Force's Cyber, at Joint Base San Antonio Lackland in Texas. Cyber Command focuses on defending DoD's network, offering mission support, and strengthening U.S. networks against cyber attacks. A decade-long plan for the IRS to modernize a key component of its legacy IT is falling behind. The Government Accountability Office finds the IRS recently suspended two modernization initiatives essential to replacing the 60-year-old Individual Master File, or IMF. The IMF is the IRS's authoritative data source for every individual taxpayer. IRS officials tell GAO it suspended work on the projects to shift resources to higher priorities. Last year, the IRS said it hoped to replace the IMF by 2030, but GAO concludes that timeline is now less clear. MREs of the future could be made from nothing more than water, air, and energy. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency announced it contracted with vendors to make a variety of healthy new microbial-based foods using just those three ingredients. The food, called microbial biomass, consists of all four human dietary needs: protein, carbohydrates, fat, and fiber, in ratios that target military-mandated daily requirements for nutrition. The food will be made into recognizable substances like shakes, bars, gel, or jerky. DARPA has four partners working on the project, including Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Wednesday, February 8th, 2023, I'm Peter Masurlian.